All right, so we're beginning now with another one of our discussions with one of the mayoral candidates. This one's for Sandpoint. I've got Donnie Eubank in the studio right now, and he's going to share some of his views about why he wants to be mayor and some of his thoughts concerning Sandpoint. So, Donnie, thanks for coming.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Austin.
Well, we are running through five questions that we have for each mayor candidate. The very first question I wanted to ask you is, what made you decide to run for mayor?
Well, there was a few factors. One, there was a couple people had asked me. And the other thing is that since I'm living here, I want to be part of a positive future and solution for their town and give everybody another option for candidate.
So as a mayor, there's obviously, as you said before in your first answer, you have ideas, you have desires that you'd like to see about Sandpoint. And right now, what do you see as the single greatest need in Sandpoint, and from your perspective?
Well, I think we need some community development, some more economic development, I think, would be great for Sandpoint. Some cooperation.
What areas of economic development do you see as potential?
Oh, of course, the fisheries. I see that there's some mining activity possible in the future. I think in all different kinds of economic development would be a positive thing for Sandpoint to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I think it's a $1 million question about seeing that growth. Is there anything that you see the city that could be doing right now that it isn't doing today? Yeah. So is there anything that you see the city could be doing that it isn't doing today to help spur economic growth?
No, I think they're doing stuff. I just think that it's an important need for our town to keep on that path, to keep developing that and keeping an eye on it and a wide variety of ways.
As mayor, how would you help, and this kind of ties into that question, how would you help Sandpoint prepare for the future? You spoke about economic needs and continuing down the path of being a business-friendly community, a place where people can come and do the kind of fisheries and mineral extraction. But when you think about Sandpoint's future, you know, 10 to 15 years down the line when you won't be mayor anymore if you were mayor, what would you want to do to set that up?
Well, definitely encourage it in our youth and our future. Look forward to the future ideas that might come up to having some growth here.
Yeah. Yeah, the youth, I think definitely you see the youth as being the future, you know, the generation coming up, and there's a lot of opportunity, but a lot of things that can be done there to help that. With that in mind, you know, we talked about the biggest need in Sandpoint. Now, what do you see as the biggest strength that Sandpoint brings to the table? What makes you excited when you think about Sandpoint?
The people, of course, I think is very good strength that Sandpoint has. We have a lot of smart people here, a lot of good ideas, you know. And I think the other thing is our central location, you know, between Dutch Harbor and Kodiak. We're kind of in the middle, and we have a really, really good location here. Good airport access, you know, good port. And, of course, we're going to have the new dock in and all that. So there's lots of potential growth here. I think that's one of the biggest strengths Sandpoint has is, of course, our harbor and our fishing fleet. We have a very flexible fishing fleet that fishes year-round and, you know, local guys.
There aren't many places left in Alaska, really, that have that local fleet going on anymore.
No, they're not. And these guys are strong here, and they're real diverse. They're really good at adapting to different types of fishing, you know.
So, you know, my final question before we get into final thoughts for you would be, what area or what issue in Sandpoint isn't getting enough attention today by the city? Because we see a lot of recurring ideas. There's been attempts to get another processor in for a very long time. There's been great concern about opioid addiction and drug abuse, things like that. But what do you think right now isn't getting enough attention? It could be one of those discussions, one of those points that you think isn't being handled the right way. But what do you believe the city of Sandpoint should be addressing more that it isn't right now?
Well, I think it's real basic, and it's the, just the dysfunctional public safety we have right now. And I think one of the big issues would be the fire department. I really think that we're failing ourselves by not having a active fire department and or a volunteer fire department or somebody that, you know, can get that sense of community together to develop a good fire department. I think that's a very important thing that we've kind of all been overlooking.
Yeah, and there have been several fires, but never anything that's been out of control. You know, it's been fortunate that that hasn't happened, but I understand what you're saying. That could be an area that definitely...
Yeah, I think we've been very lucky, but I think there's lots of room for some improvement there. We definitely need a fire chief and somebody to kind of take hold of that and get us on the right track.
Yeah. So with that, are there any final thoughts that you'd like to share to everyone about, you know, why you'd like to be mayor or just your perspective, things that you want to tell people about yourself going into this election coming up?
Yeah, I think that we have a very positive town. It can be very positive. And I think we have a lot of great people here. And I would like to be part of a healthy solution for our city.
Well, that is candidate for mayor of Sandpoint, Donnie Eubank. Donnie, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today.
Thank you, Austin.